Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jackal, I Stand Alone, 18 degrees in Kansas City now in the studio with us.
One is a longtime friend of the show, frontman for the band Jackal and the man behind Jesse James Spirits. The other is a new friend who we met this past August in Sturgis, who served in the United States Navy from 1966 to 1970, serving in Vietnam as a corpsman attached to the Marine Corps Infantry and Artillery, receiving the National Defense Service Medal, Vietnam Service Medal, and the Republic of Vietnam Campaign Medal, and is currently the National Commander-in-Chief for the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States, and together, they are here today to talk about the upcoming Jackal family reunion, how you can enter to win a custom Jesse James America's Outlaw Bourbon VFW Harley Davidson Street Glide, as well as how you can win a custom VFW Jesse James Dupre chainsaw, with all proceeds from the raffle benefiting the VFW Unmet Needs Fund. Please welcome Jesse James Dupre and VFW National Commander-in-Chief, Doc Schmitz.
Simplify.
Hoorah.
How you been, Doc?
I'm doing good. How about you, brother?
Good, man. It's been a few months since we've seen each other.
I know. I just came out of Hawaii, but I'll tell you something. I was with the president at his party down in D.C.
Is that right?
The same day I flew out to Hawaii for the Pearl Harbor thing the next day. Mm-hmm. That night I flew out to make sure I could be here with you. I wanted to make sure both of you young men got laid. And here you go.
You brought us laid from Hawaii.
That's
yeah.
So nice.
When you need it.
I've always found you an attractive man, Doc.
Awesome. We both can say that we've been laid by a Marine. Semper Fi will never mean the same.
That's interesting. So, you know, in all politics aside, this president has done quite a bit. I was having this discussion with somebody for our veterans, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, you're darn right.
He has cleared the way. And again, I don't always, and none of us, I think, ever agree totally with any president.
No. Some stuff he does definitely pisses people off, but what are you going to do?
But this important part, he really has changed things for the VAs. He's changed some laws.
He's tightened some stuff up, and our organization is apolitical. I mean, we're not Democrat, but Republican. We represent everything. Bottom line is, it's like anybody. You're a good dude or you're a bad dude.
That's it. That's always it.
The VFW, I mean, is in addition to helping our soldiers that come back from, 120 years worth now, but even especially the last 15 years of conflict, to help our soldiers understand the benefits, help them obtain their benefits, or whether it be the unmet needs program, like what we're, centering around for this last year. And, all these things. But the other thing that the VFW does that I've learned after hanging out with these sons of bitches is that it's a checks and balances. They go visit with our
troops
and see what the bases are like and the conditions that they're in.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, some of our bases are not in the greatest of shape. And I was hearing that you guys were addressing some issues where there's a base where the soldiers literally have to get out of where they're sleeping quarters, go outside to go over to where the restrooms are and such.
There's been some crazy situations. Yeah. Last year, a past commander-in-chief was over in Europe someplace, and all the troops are drinking bottled water. He figured, what the heck's up with this? And so turns out that it was contaminated water, so they couldn't drink it. So they said, oh, look, here's the report. It's okay. So BJ, last year's commander, he goes to the Pentagon to shoot the breeze with the boys and girls in the big time. And he told him, what's that? So the guy gets on the phone, calls Europe, right? Because you're in the military, you keep your mouth shut.
Sure.
But we've been in the military, we can open our mouth. So guess who's paying for the bottled water now? Because they tested it at the pump site, not at the draw sack.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So now the government's making sure they got their own bottled water, and the kids don't have to pay for it.
So for anybody who doesn't know, so this is what surprised me. So Jesse goes, he calls me one day, and he goes, hey, I met these guys from the VFW, and I'm going to go by. You want to go with me? I go, yeah, I want to go by, because I didn't even know. And I genuinely apologize to everybody for this. I didn't know our national headquarters was in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that the VFW organization was a nonprofit, not run by our government. I always assumed it was a branch. Yeah, it was subsequent, but it's not. What you guys do, the overall picture that I took away was you guys defend our soldiers. Everything that was promised to them, everything that we told them would happen when they came home for their service, you guys hold our own government to the letter of that law and to those agreements, and you push for better ones all the time.
We're the organization that forced the government to create the Veterans Administration.
See, that's what I think people don't understand. Yeah. That's what the most important thing here is. No matter where you stand, it is such an apolitical thing. We can all agree we owe these soldiers. The fact that our VA, we talked about this earlier, those VA hospitals should not be the way they are today. The ones we see, the great hospitals, the inventive hospitals, the ones that are breaking new technology for the wealthy, that's what the VA should be. And that the greatest hospitals in our country shouldn't be for only the wealthy. They should be for the soldiers who came home. That's what we promised them.
You can get into the weeds of so much with all of this, but the one thing that I take away every single night, especially like on this entire run of dates that we've been doing, we've been tying in our Harley-Davidson friends, just like Worth Harley-Davidson's wrapped up around this campaign with the VFW, and we've been doing it with Harley dealerships and VFW, you know, all across the country for the last few weeks now. And the one thing you take away from it is the unmet needs program. You like to know when you make a donation to an organization, you like to know that it funnels directly to helping the soldiers out. And that's the one thing. There is no fat at this organization.
Right.
The fat's been trimmed. Right. And when the money's come in and it goes right back out to these guys and hearing these immediate testimonies and meeting these guys in phenomenal stories. And that to me is just, it's an instant gratification for me because, you know, both of us have been tied up in so many charity things and the bureaucracy drives you mad.
Yeah.
But the VFW, just that's what I was blown away with. And I continue to be. There's no fat. It's trimmed. And when you make a donation, it immediately gets to the source of who needs the help.
Now, most people haven't heard about the Unmet Needs Fund, and it's a fantastic idea, and I love the fact that it's liquid in that it's there to help soldiers. There are very few parameters other than you need to be a veteran.
And if they find themselves in financial hardship.
Family included.
Family included. And then what can they do? Because I think this is...
Well, they put an application in, explain their situation, and this is the other great thing. This makes my point. Within 20 days or less, they get their answer and their help if it qualifies and it's legit and they can do something. And just the testimonies of these guys that I'm meeting every night that are coming out and is our guest, and we salute them and pay tribute to them for what they've went through. And it's just, again, I want to get off. You know what? It's a great day to celebrate. We got some great friends, and the VFW have been amazing to wrap around. Doc's a great face and voice, and he's leaving from here. He's making his way toward to Israel from here, right?
Is that right?
Go to England and then Greece to visit the troops in both places, and then going into Israel to shoot the breeze with their military personnel and stuff. But there's one thing I want to bring up. Is one of the good things that's happened with his needs program, it's kind of like the butter on the bread, is because it's such a honorable, 100% of the money taken in goes directly into the people that need it, the military and family members. But the good thing is we get the opportunity to bump into good people like you guys, okay, and gals, that have said, you know something, this smells good, looks good, I want in, how can I help?
Yeah.
And you people are helping us get the word out. And guess what? We don't make any money on this. No way, you guys don't. Bottom line is, you're in it to help. And I say, like your K-bar say, dare to care.
That's it. That K-bar is in my safe. I love that thing so much. I take it out, show it to people, and I put it right back in a safe. I actually do.
Well, the other most important thing is for everybody to know that Lynn's here.
Yeah.
So
Lynn is also here.
How you doing, Lynn?
Good, Jesse. How are you?
Lynn and Kevin, but mainly Lynn.
Yeah.
Lynn's, I'm Doc, I made the mistake. We had a big conference call, and we went around the call, and we had this conversation, everything, and at the end, I forgot to mention that Lynn was on the call, and I got my ass chewed.
You're talking about this unmet needs, guys. If you guys want to help with this, the family reunion show is coming up just around the corner. Now, that chainsaw is going to be raffled off. This chainsaw is pretty amazing, man.
Beautiful steel.
Have you seen this?
Yeah. I've not in person. No, this is the first time I've ever seen it in person.
It's a custom made, custom wrapped. Got the VFW logo on there, the Beautiful. Jesse James bourbon. It's just got the stars and stripes.
Yeah, it's killer.
Got a papaw on the side. It's loaded.
And every time somebody buys a raffle ticket at Worth Harley-Davidson, Outlaw Harley-Davidson, one of the VFW posts, all that money goes to the unmet needs.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you got a chance to win this. Yep. And then, of course, if you swing by any any of the Worth Harley-Davidson or Outlaw Harley-Davidson or Price Choppers, Harry's Market, Constantino's, yep. any of those stores have got drop boxes. Swing by, pick you up a bottle of Jesse James Bourbon, Liquid America while you're there, and then drop your name in the box. And we got the VFW, Jesse James Bourbon,
Street
Worth Harley-Davidson Street Glide.
Graduate. Nice.
See, start running with the VFW guys and graduate to a Street Glide. So,
because it's such a it's such a natural thing. We every Sturgis has always been about the military. It's always been about veterans. All the early motorcycle clubs, they all came paramilitary. Those guys came out of the World War and they didn't know who to hang with. Mm-hmm. And so if you even look at the way they were designed with a sergeant at arms, you know, with captains, with it was a paramilitary organization.
Bikers are extremely patriotic.
Yeah, sure.
There's not a more charitable bunch of people. I say it all the time, and I don't mean it in any hokey way. There's not a more charitable bunch of people that'll give you the shirt off their back than somebody that rides a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. It's, it's really a fraternity. All the walls come down, and it's just I couldn't be more proud to be working, standing in between VFW and Harley-Davidson. I'm a proud, lucky son of a bitch.
Well, I've loved to see this all come together because, you know, again, you go up to Sturgis, and it is all vets, wall-to-wall vets. I mean, the full throttle, all the security vets. You know, you talk about everybody involved with the organization. You've got the campground with their your own section for those guys. Like,
The Wounded Warrior guys, they come out there and stay with. Very, very proud to have them on the property as well. And then when I called, you know, we called Rick Worth and Chris Guerin and said, hey, this is what we got going on with, you know, with this upcoming Jackal show and the family reunion, and VFW is part of, you know, our passion for this year, and we're really trying to wrap around it. And, you know, Worth is the most military-friendly dealership out there anyway. So they're the only dealership. I don't know if you know this or not. Worth Harley-Davidson is the only dealership out of all of Harley-Davidson in all of America that actually has a partnership with a military base.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I went when Chris Guerin was telling me that, I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, the only Harley dealership in the country that has a partnership with a base that they support. And they support programs. So whenever, when he got to talking to Lynn and the guys about their relationships with the base locally and such here, it just the whole thing just caught fire. So it's been great watching it all come together.
Wait till these guys get a load of this family reunion this year. And I know they made the Sturgis show, and you saw that.
I've been there twice.
Okay, so you know.
He dragged me up on stage.
That's right. Wait till you see this. This gets even weirder. Like this party, this end of the year, everybody kind of blows off steam. It'll be a sellout. All your family will come in. All the band family comes in. All you guys will be there. Your family. And I don't know if the party's bigger in front or in behind or on. It's one large party.
Well, there's a new lady that's Margaret, who's running the Midland now.
Is she prepared?
No. I got a phone call that they had advanced the show and such, and she was going over the passes for what's for what for, you know, with the road manager and all this stuff and everything. And then he goes, you better call her.
Oh my.
And so I called her and had a conversation. We actually spoke yesterday. And she's going, yeah, well, we need to keep this organized. And I said, with all due respect, even hearing that is just funny. I said, because it's not going to happen.
Organized.
I said, it's not going to happen. I said, we got, you know, it's just going to be game on. And and I said, there's going to be more going on backstage than out front, probably just with the insanity. But it's going to be fun. We'll see who can outdo each other this year.
Well, that's the fun. It's always smiles, and everybody feels good, and they blow off a bunch of steam, and everybody kind of gets ready for that new year, 2020. And
Do you know that this gentleman right here, and I'm stretching the gentleman.
You are.
Okay. But the bottom line is, $21,000 have been raised, okay? And the goofy part is, we've had members join the organization because of some of the stuff that he's been orchestrating and putting out there about special, you know, the program, unmet needs.
Yeah. Dude, all these guys that come home with PTSD, that, you know, they need a voice. They need somebody to speak for them because for a lot of years, we know that people were ashamed to say if you didn't have a wound that was visible, that it wasn't real, or walk it off, or be tougher than, you know, and that's not real, man. It's destroying guys. How many soldiers are coming home and committing suicide a day?
Well, it's just exactly, and it's a little
21?
Bit of a double edged situation where, you know, after 120 years, everybody respects the VFW. And they've got it put in one place, you know. They think that the post or, you know, the lodges is what some people come, but they're actually post.
Most people think they can't go if you're not a veteran.
So just letting everyone know, hey, especially after the last 15 years of our soldiers being deployed. So letting everybody know that the VFW is more viable now than ever before. Yep. And then these soldiers realize, oh, I should think about becoming a member because
affiliate.
I could. Yep. Yeah.
Doc, so, I don't know if we told you this story. Hold on a second. Let me call A-hole Bob. You met A-hole Bob, the big Sasquatch looking bastard in the other room.
Yeah.
Looks like he's not doing anything, just sitting in there.
Yeah,
he's got to hear the story.
Hello.
Hey, tell him how your dad got arrested at the VFW.
My dad is retired military, 23 years in the Army. He lives in Panama City, Florida. A lot of retirees around there.
How old is your dad?
Right now, he's 84.
84. Now, a little backstory on his father. Wonderful man. I met him. He's an incredible guy. Whose birthday did you go out for dinner for when the lady's boyfriend or husband showed up?
My mom's birthday.
Mom's birthday. Had dinner? I'll let you tell the story.
Well, yeah, my parents have been divorced about 20 years or so. So my dad brought my mom out to dinner for her birthday. And then when they walked out of the restaurant, a guy walked up to him and punched him in the face for banging his wife. Long story short, that's
So fast forward all these years, and he's at a VFW just having a party.
So there's like different, posts around that Panama City area. And a lot of them are like, Army guys will hang out at one, Marine guys or another. So it's a little bit separated. So my dad and one of his buddies were at the Marine VFW post. It was like a Tuesday night. I guess some words were said, an altercation broke out, and my dad's explaining to me on the phone. This time he's like probably in his like, mid-70s, still, younger fighting guy. So explains to me what happened, said, some words are said, and he goes, son, I'm not sure what happened, but when I noticed that Marine's head was in the jukebox. I said, I think I have an idea what happened. He goes, so it's about 2:00 in the morning. He goes, I'm handcuffed sitting on top of the police car. And he goes, the officer tells me either I have to go downtown for the night or someone can pick me up. He pauses a second. He goes, so I called your mother. Wish I would have went downtown. There you have it.
Your dad is still fist fighting guys and shoving people's heads in goddamn jukeboxes.
Well, anyone that wants to swing by and visit one of the posts and pick up a raffle ticket, VFW post all over the city. So if you see one, pull in and let them know you appreciate their service and pick you up a raffle ticket, maybe a chance to win this chainsaw.
Dude, those VFWs are great. Yeah. There's one in Parkville. I told you about it. Like, we were down there riding motorcycles. There's a beautiful little VFW bar down there that's got a jukebox. Yeah. The price on the drinks is amazing. We go down there and drink it up a little bit, man, and hang out with those guys. Because, A, you're going to meet some great people. B, you can go. And that's what people don't know. They don't understand they can go in.
And here's the thing, too. Family members or veterans, okay, either one.
Sure.
We've got claims officers, veteran service officers, okay, to help file claims that, like, you're injured in the military or something like that. We file that and help you do the paperwork and all that stuff. These people are trained highly, and it costs you the time to help to work with them and talk with them. Yep. Doesn't cost you a penny to get your claim processed and stuff. And that's part of what we do.
And there's a certain kind of guy, I believe, that it's very hard for all of us to ask for help. And once the roadblock comes up, so you're trying to go to the VA and get help, you don't know how to do it, and then somebody shuts the door on you, a lot of guys will just go, I'm not going to complain. I don't want to complain. Right. Everybody feels weak because they're asking.
Yeah.
And you guys will go to war for them. You guys will go to bat. You will make them be honored and make sure they get the help that they've been promised, deserved, and they've earned.
Yeah, and here's a little advice for anybody out there, is if you want to start a fight, don't go into a VFW area because all the people in there are combat people, okay?
Yeah,
people sometimes have a little bit of an attitude when you provoke them.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so that's not like God bless the man's, the gentleman's father. I mean, he took care of business, and the guy wanted to listen to music. He just got too close to the jukebox.
Yeah, here's your song. Yeah, I tell you, you want to talk about guys talking smack on each other. I told you that Richard Marcinko, of course, Navy SEAL, I went to dinner with he and O'Neill, the Hall of Famer Army Ranger. And you want to talk about two guys just sitting across from dinner wholeheartedly and with all the love in the world, just beating each other to death over the various arms. It was amazing to watch those guys kick each other in the balls for 2 hours.
Yeah, I hear you. This is one pretty chainsaw. I used to have a steel chainsaw like this, but it wasn't decorated like this with all this fancy stuff on it.
Yeah,
it's looking good.
I'm proud of
Ten
it.
$10?
It's been going over great, and it goes for a great call. So get down, get those raffle tickets, and check it out. Good luck to you.
Yeah. Right, listen, Doc, so why are you in town, by the way? Because I only got the news this weekend that you're going
to
be here.
Well, I came in. They told me a chance to talk to you wonderful guys, okay? And you've got a nice young lady over. She's
Oh, she's quiet. She's no lady.
She's quiet. Yeah.
No, I'm she, not. She's
you push her button, she's not. Yeah.
And I had some meetings to go to and stuff like that. And then I leave here, and the next day I have to go to D.C. to the employees' Christmas party, holiday party. And then the next day in the afternoon, I fly out to England, Greece, and
But you'll be back in time for the 21st, or will you be here for our show on the 21st?
No, I'll be overseas. I think I get back the 27th or something.
You what? How long you work with the VFW, Doc?
3 years. But I've been, with a Surgeon General for a while, and Inspector General, a State Commander, all that other stuff that goes with it. And
so, because you served, you were talking about 66, Vietnam, maybe the ugliest war. You know, started to really unwrap the.
It was entertaining, yeah.
Right. And but it was really hard on soldiers. And, I think that must have left such an impression on you to come back and still be fighting for soldiers' rights, still be taking care of those guys, still making sure that they're getting what's due.
The adage is, and this has been going on for centuries, but all the way back to the Peloponnesian War, okay? The veterans have discovered if you don't take care of yourself and your kind, there's nobody else going to step up to the plate because they don't get it. And the thing is the combat people, we don't want anybody else to get it because you get some baggage to go with it. It changes your attitudes and your perspective on a lot of stuff, okay? And you're glad that you've got it and nobody else has got it. And bottom line is, we take care of our own. And the thing about that is, too, is we get to hook up with other people like you guys that are into helping people. And doing good stuff.
Yep.
It's a win for everybody.
Have you, I don't know if everybody, but the one thing that struck me going through that VFW building was the fact that floor to ceiling, or bottom floor all the way up, it's all in-house. Everything you guys do is taken care of by you, the VFW. And everybody I met, I believe, had served, or at least it seemed as though.
Yeah, you get a lot of our auxiliary, which is basically family members of a VFW member.
Yep.
And they're, they babysat us and been with us and all the other junk and the family.
And that was amazing in there to me because it didn't even feel like a job. It felt like it was, you could feel the energy. Everybody wanted to get to work and everybody came in there every day on mission.
My favorite floor of that building is the room that looks like a Kinko's on steroids.
All of their printing, everything.
It'll make Kinko's fall to its knees and beg for forgiveness.
The magazines, all the mailers, everything that goes out, man, every piece of information, all the hats, the t-shirts, everything, man. It's an amazing organization. I had no idea we had it right here in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, and I'll tell you, anybody's got questions about the VFW or service stuff in general, you contact the national organization and they/we will plug you in the right direction to make sure you can find out what you need to find out about whatever you're looking for in relation to stuff.
Yeah, now, is there tours available if anybody wanted to come learn more?
Yeah, you stop in the
because I know it's
not a museum. They got that museum in the lobby.
That's right. I enjoyed it so much that day, and I just learned so much. We said we're going to stay for 30 minutes. We stayed for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And because it just was never ending. Everything you could learn. It's really something, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of memorabilia there and stuff like that from all the past commanders and chiefs and other things and accomplishments the organization has done in general. Kids programs and this unmet needs thing is tremendous.
Mm. A veteran's listening right now. Maybe he's not affiliated with the VFW at this point.
Yep.
And he doesn't know about the unmet needs. Who does it really pertain to?
It pertains to any veteran and their family can utilize it, okay? You don't even have to be a member of the VFW. If you're a member of the VFW, that's all well and good. Bottom line is, we got to take care of the family and the veteran. Like if Susie's deployed overseas and all of a sudden the heat goes out in the house and the dad's here who's a civilian, he gets a hold of us. Will help.
Yeah, and within 20 days, and it's a lot faster than that most times.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, if it's something that needs immediately, our great man Lynn Roth, where is he hiding over there? Damn it!
Oh yeah,
say something to people, would you, Lynn?
Lynn, I don't trust Lynn because the quiet ones are the scary ones.
He's lost a lot of weight too. He's only half a man he used to be.
I'm not on Weight Watchers, but I'm on Kegel.
Yeah, there you go.
Speaking of the mic.
Easiest way is to get on our website. Okay. Go to vfw.org/ unmet needs.
Okay.
And it'll walk you through the eligibility. One important piece, we were talking about veterans. Our active duty members, our National Guard and Reservists also pertain.
Hoorah.
We ask somehow the need is based on your service connection or something that just happened out of your control.
Okay.
We're not going to award bad decisions.
Right.
Of course. Something totally out of your control.
Sure.
We're able to step in and provide the.
Well, yeah, of course. You vet it and you sit and discuss it and talk about it. Sure, of course.
But the unmet needs can only go and be sustained as far as we can help them.
And that's where that raffle comes in, and
they run it lean. I mean, it's telling you because they're. I mean, when it comes in, it's going right back out. So yeah. it's in constant need of refurbishment, refunding. So every dollar you can text right now on your cell phone. You can text the word needs NEEDS to 20222, the word needs, and automatically from your cell phone, make a $5 donation. And it's so easy. And that goes directly into the unmet needs program. You can pick up a raffle ticket, win this chainsaw, or just swing by one of the posts and make a donation there. So,
all right, it's good to see you guys. You going to hang out a minute? What do you got going on?
Well, I got a couple presents for you guys once we get them out of the bag back there. You want to grab those, Lynn?
Yes.
Yeah, this is kind of cool. I understand that Jesse, he's got some sort of a alcoholic beverage you have?
That Jesse James bourbon. Proud Jesse, of that.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about it. Have you had the opportunity to try some of his bourbon?
I may have sampled it a few thousand times.
Well, we've got something for you guys. This is the Commander-in-Chief's. My signature's on the bottle. Dare to Care is on there.
Oh, that's okay. Great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Good. Who's Who bottled this? It's just your
They make one bottling of this, one batch of this type of booze, okay, yep. And that's it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Great.
And we give this out to special people, and unfortunately for you, you qualify.
That's great.
Cheers, man. That's fantastic. Yeah.
That is great. Yeah. Thank you so much, Doc.
And you'll
know, what an honor.
That's the medical insignia on the front, the Caduceus.
Yeah.
And FMF is Fleet Marines, and to care. If you care, it matters. If you don't care, it doesn't make a damn.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Doc, it's so good to hang out with you in Sturgis and see you here in Kansas City and then die. But you're the Commander-in-Chief currently, but you'll be on your way out. What will happen then?
End of July, and then Hal Roach, he's coming on board. He's the Senior Vice Commander-in-Chief. And right behind him, as you know, Fritz and his dog,
yep.
Mama Cass.
Yeah, yep. I sent you pictures of
yes.
Fritz and Mama Cass
yeah,
on stage with us
man.
In Illinois. Yeah, they came out to Illinois. Yeah. Great, great bunch.
And I'll tell you straight up, is we are with you guys and so appreciative of all the stuff that you guys are doing to help us do good stuff.
Well, look, it's an easy one.
Yeah, proud
in a
to
world
be,
that's become so divisive, and everybody wants to argue about stupid stuff that doesn't even matter. The
you
thing that
right.
does matter, the yeah. thing, everybody talks about patriotism, talks about freedom. They throw that patriotism around a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But what really counts is taking care of the soldiers, these guys who fought for that,
hell yeah.
who are true patriots, guys who came home, and they're hurt. They're hurting. They're having trouble, and they deserve everything that we can do for them. And there's no that's the most bipartisan thing we can all agree on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just doesn't have any politics in it. These are the guys. We throw patriotism and freedom around so much, and to the point where I sometimes worry that it loses its real meaning.
You got that right.
Yeah, and it's an important thing. The VFW and the fact you guys are nonprofit and that you fight for soldiers' rights and that you fight you hold our government up to their promises and make it get better. That I'll always be in. There'll never be a time that the show doesn't support you.
Yeah, I got a question. Now, to your shows and stuff, you are inviting Antifa, right? I mean, it is America. The bikers would welcome these people in.
Dude.
Doc will stir some stuff up.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. Yeah. The funny part is about a Jackal show is for as rough as that crowd looks, you never see issue there. It's a well-armed society is a polite society.
Yeah.
And those guys, and then if you do, I've only seen Jesse come off stage once or twice in your entire career. And it's normally explained that a-holes never get laid.
Yeah.
You know, when the fight, if a fight were to break out,
you know, some of them need to be laid out. I know about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've seen, oh, my God.
Let me
play him that audio from Hinckley.
Do what? You want to play him the audio?
Can I play him? Is it all right with you?
Doc's never heard this. Docs don't think bad of me if you play that.
Let me tell you something.
He's a Marine, but he might think bad of me if he hears this.
20 years we've known each other, and the one thing I know is when he's on stage, when it's that's his world, that's
it. It's my time on stage.
Yeah, you're wired. I've seen that.
They bring me in there, and that's my night, my minute. I'm on the stage.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know asshole messing with me.
Yeah. So there's the next band up, Queensrÿche is playing. This guy comes over, and everybody in the business, everybody, it's not a mistake. There's no such thing. He starts sound checking a snare drum.
While I'm talking to the crowd.
And literally just off stage going, bam, 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 bam.
And I can just hear it echoing off the side of the stage while I'm in the middle of my moment with the crowd.
Oh,
got 10,000 people.
I thought I was going to have a summer vacation out of school. First day. My daddy opened up the basement door and yelled out of my bedroom, "Get your ass up, son. You going to f***ing work today, baby." That's right. I crawled up those steps all nappy-headed, crawled in the back of a pickup truck. That pickup truck was driven by a man named Fox. And beside him was a fella named Dog. And beside him was a fella named T-Nick. So there they are, T-Nick, Dog, and Jesse going to frame a f***ing house. That's right. That's what's wrong with these new country fellas. They ain't never drove a 16 penny nail. They ain't never framed a damn house. I will f*** you in the ass, motherfucker. You go play in there in my set. You want to get f***ed in the ass? Keep it up. Hey, I'm talking to you, boy. Quit f***ing with that drum set. Well, look at me in the eye. Let your nuts drop one time. I'm standing here. What the f*** you think you're doing? Get the f*** off my stage.
Oh, it keeps going.
You want to talk about it? I'll be doing it just a f***ing minute. I'll meet you right over there.
Yeah, I heard that next morning. I called him, and I was like, because you know when you know somebody, right? And you go, no, that's not a show. Oh, yeah. Like that guy, that's as close as he's ever going to come to getting his ass kicked and not having it happen.
Everybody would identify with me if you could hear what I was hearing on stage, because that snare drum was, he was just hitting it right off the side of the stage, and I'm just in my moment with the crowd. It was a special moment where I was just bonding with 10,000 people, and we were just having such a great, and I'm a tonk, tonk, just hit that damn snare drum, and I just like, I will. I'm like, who the hell is doing that? And then I see this flew all over me. I'm ashamed of it because I should have lost my temper.
Did he apologize for that stuff?
Hell, he ran like a little
girl. I've
never
seen that so much again.
Their singer showed up right after the show to apologize to you.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my favorite part is I called Jesse next day. I saw the video. I go, the first thing you went for is prison rape, huh? Like, listen, this is the first thing he said.
You go play it there myself. You want to get in the ass? Keep it up.
I was like, man, that's how you knew it was serious. And every southern one, let your nuts drop. I'm standing here. I'll F you in the ass. What's the other way? But hit him with everything I know from the South. Like, you just rapid fire.
Look me in the eye, boy.
Yeah, look me in the eye, boy.
I retired from the Department of Correction in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm used to jail talk.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, hell
but,
yeah.
But that guy.
Jesse was actually a little light on him.
Yeah. Well, that was a family show.
Yeah, it was a family show. speaking of family show, we're not going to have any of that crap at the Midland Theater. This is an annual thing we do, Doc, at the Midland, and it packs out, and everybody has it's the official kickoff of Christmas and gets ready for the new year.
It's amazing.
And sets the table, and it's just everybody that comes out just in such a great mood, and it's so much fun, and looking forward to it. And
it'll be fantastic.
You got to quit
threatening them with a nice date. That's the problem.
That's true.
Look, if we can just keep him from being naked on stage, that'll be a big step.
There's gonna be all kind of friends there that night. Yeah. All kind of friends there that night. It's gonna be a good one.
You guys, at some point, he'll have to explain to you he went through a string of naked bunny hops at Sturgis that were absolutely internationally famous.
I like to never got away from it. People are just now quite kind of stopped asking me, you know, doing the bunny hop? That stuck to me for a while.
I didn't believe he was going to do it. He goes, hey, tonight I'm going to tear my pants down, push my pants down, do the bunny hop. And I'm like, I'm just still drinking beer. Sure enough, at the end of the night, completely naked, pants around his boots, the entire width of that giant full throttle stage.
I hope it was a warm night.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the point and giggle show. Shut up, Kevin. Asshole.
All right, listen. Hey, the show is happening. It's going to sell out. Veterans, you guys got to come out. You want to win that motorcycle, go to Worth, go to Outlaw, anywhere they sell Jesse James Outlaw bourbon on that Missouri side. I believe most of the Price Choppers, the Harry's Liquor. Make sure you get that raffle
Constantino's
ticket.
Constantino's, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Constantino's. Mm-hmm. Our buddy's Jimmy. In fact, we're going to be working with him in a minute with Hope for the Holidays. And that chainsaw, $10.
I think DMC's coming.
Did you confirm this?
It looks like DMC's going to be coming in to jam with us. So.
That would be absolutely amazing. Kevin, you're going to be there, right? You guys going to be there? Yeah.
I mean,
why are you not going to be there again?
I'll be overseas.
Listen, how many times do we have to remind them that we helped them with that and they'd be speaking German if it wasn't for us?
It's a fact, Jack.
I think we've told, I'll tell you, a side note, I meant to say this earlier. I got to go, I was in London this time last year and went to the Imperial War Museum. That is absolutely amazing. And one of the most amazing parts of it was at the second floor is the World War had really gotten into swing, but we hadn't gotten involved yet. And it's these quotes, and it's talking about their love for America and what changed the war for them. Hitler was coming for them. He was already pushing his way through mm-hmm. Europe. He was lobbing those V2s at England. And then the quote was, and then they angered the sleeping giant. Oh, yeah. And we knew that rescue was coming.
Well, this country's full of people from all over the world. Yeah. We're about like a bunch of mangled dogs, okay? Yeah. Bottom line is you don't want to piss off the Americans.
That's it.
Bottom line is we like to be nice, okay? And bottom line is we don't want war, but you want your ass kicked, step up to the plate.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's exactly. 2-time back-to-back World War winners.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. So, all right, it's good to see you, Doc.
Yeah.
Good to see you. Guys going
to
hang a minute or you going to go?
No, yeah, we're going to hang.
We're going to hang for just a minute, and then we got to get back over to the...
Oh, yeah, and you didn't introduce me to the dogs. You got two dogs
here. That's Barger. He's been here every day with me for 15 and a half years.
Yeah.
And little Miss Lulu, who I've had for 4 years now.
Oh, yeah.
She's a peach. And they're both good. Him, he's the best dog.
That explains that flea collar you got around your neck.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I got to have some redeeming qualities, and taking care of these two no-goods has got to be it. Yeah.
We'll see everybody out there December the 21st, Midland Theater, turning it into Jackal's Bar and Grill, celebrating our official kickoff of the holidays, kicking off the 2020 plan first class, and then, of course, the VFW fellas going to be hanging out. So it's going to be a great night. Worth Harley-Davidson be coming in to give away that Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Johnny, you'll be doing the honors.
Yep.
Somebody's going to ride off on a Street Glide.
What an amazing night.
Harley-Davidson in style. So Jesse James Bourbon, proud to be part of that VFW, Worth Harley-Davidson, Outlaw Harley-Davidson, and 98.9 The Rock. Pa-pow!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.